In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
And now, Little Steven's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
This is the Mighty Manfred, and it's Coolest Conversations throwback time in Little Steven's Underground Garage. Remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. Today's interview carries us back to December the 18th, 2015, for a chat I had with Nicole Loren, who then fronted the Phoenix, Arizona band The Love Me Nots. Currently, she fronts the all-female band The Darts. We're joined at the beginning of our interview by a very special guest briefly, and after that, we talk about her usual holiday plans and memories she has of her early Christmases. We also speak about their version of the Elvis tune, Santa Bring My Baby Back to Me, which was our coolest song of the week back then. So let's hear some of that now, to be followed by my interview with Nicole Loren on your Coolest Conversations throwback, presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage. The Mighty Manfred, and with me today on your Coolest Conversations is Nicole Loren from the Love Me Nots. Hi, Nicole, how are you?
I'm awesome. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing pretty great. So happy to have you again speaking with me. And this is an extra special Coolest Conversations because we have a very special guest that is just swinging by, just wants to ask you a quick question. You know, it ties into your coolest song this week, Santa Bring My Baby Back to Me. So let's see if we can get him into the little booth here. Hold on a second. All right, come on.
Merry Christmas!
Yes!
Hello, can you hear me? This is Santa!
Santa. Oh my gosh!
How are you, my dear?
I guess I've been extra good this year, huh?
Oh, I've got a list! Now, Nicole, I've got a quick question for you, and then I must be on my way. I'm very busy this time of year, you know.
All right, I'm ready.
Oh, Nicole, your music combo, the Love Me Nots, has recorded such a wonderful rendition of Santa Bring My Baby Back to Me. Oh, why did you choose to do the song?
Because we're big Elvis fans, and it's just a great song, and it's fun, and it rocks at the same time. And so we knew you'd appreciate it, Santa. It was just for you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Oh, the king. I love the king as well. Oh, and now, Nicole, I must be off.
Good luck.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Wow. That is so cool. I'm a little overwhelmed. Pretty cool. You never know who's going to just drop by.
Man, you guys have it going on over there at the station, I'll tell you what.
It's crazy. And you know, the whole thing about, you know, the jolly elf himself being by is that he's completely not like a hobbit elf. If you know this, you know what I'm saying? It's like he's like a plus-size person. How many plus-size elves do you see in those Lord of the Ring hobbit movies? You know what I mean?
None. He's
none.
The man.
Wow. Makes you wonder what's real and what's not. Hey, this season, this holiday season, there's this whole Krampus crap going on. Do you know what I'm talking about? This Krampus thing?
Yep.
Well, what do you think? Do we need demons and gore on Christmas?
I don't think so. You know, normally we're into that stuff. You know, we've got songs about demons. Our songs are a little bit dark sometimes, but Christmas isn't supposed to be dark, I don't think.
Let me ask you. Now, you have children, right?
I do.
Are you scared that Krampus is going to carry your kids off?
No, they could take it. They could take them.
So do you have any teenagers?
I have 18-year-old twins.
Well, so you think as teenagers, it kind of let Krampus have a shot at them?
Yeah. Maybe so.
When you think of Christmas, what's the first memory that comes to mind?
The first memory that comes to mind? Wow. In preschool, making ornaments and bringing them home to my parents, and they still hang them on the tree to this day.
That is so cool.
I know. So, it's got my little picture on it, my little head from, you know, from preschool.
So how are you and Michael going to spend the holiday?
We have a great little tradition that we've been together about 10 years now, and without fail, we have a giant Christmas Eve party, and we invite all our best friends and family over, and big bonfire in the backyard, and the kids are all running around, and it's just a great time, and we make homemade eggnog, and it's a blast, and so we look forward to that every single year.
Well, I'm coming next year because I love the nog of egg, man.
You should. This is his grandfather's recipe from the 60s. It's good from the 40s. 40s. And it's a good one. There's nothing quite like it.
Oh, well, I'm quite jealous about all that. So thinking about you guys in the Love Me Not. So earlier this year, you released the album Sucker, did a lot of touring through the course of the year. You've got all kinds of side project things that have happened. What can we look forward to you guys doing in 2016?
Well, we've just started writing the Love Me Not's sixth full-length record, and we've got, I'd say, three or four tracks sounding pretty good and demo quality. And so we're looking forward to putting those tracks down in the spring. And we're going to Spain in February, we're in France in May, and who knows what else. We're trying to line up a Japan tour for the fall and all kinds of good stuff.
Nicole, you guys have got a couple of shows coming up over the course of the holidays, don't you?
We always have a couple of shows coming up, but we always, always have our New Year's Eve tradition show at Yucca Tap Room in Phoenix, or actually it's in Tempe, Arizona. And then on January 2nd, we're going to be out in L.A. at Five Star Bar in downtown L.A.
Oh, man, I will be there at the L.A. one for certain.
Excellent. It's a great lineup.
And let's talk a minute about the lineup for the upcoming album. Was that going to be the real drummer man, or is it someone else going?
Yes, it's the same. We've managed to retain the original lineup now for, you know, another album in a row.
Well, that's great, because I know, and I think it's worth explaining to people again that that's very difficult because, you know, he's living in New York City still, right?
Yes, he's in Brooklyn, and we're all here in Phoenix, so he's worth it. He's worth it, but it's a trick all the time.
Well, I sympathize with that because I live here in Southern California, and the rest of my band is all back in the Southeast. So it's not easy, but it can work out.
Absolutely, it actually works out really well because in this cyber age, he's able to send us tracks, and we're able to send him tracks. And by the time we get together, we're all ready to go. You know, it works out really nicely.
Well, speaking of tracks, I wanted to want us to go out with a song off your album Detroit, Give Them What They Want. And I figure that's kind of got a Christmas angle there too. Give Them What They Want.
Friday angle.
What is on your Christmas wish list there? I mean, maybe we should have gone over that with Santa.
I'm always looking for a backup Farfisa, a green one. They only made a few of them in that color back in the day, that model that I use, the Fast 3. And I've always got my eye open for a green Fast 3 Farfisa. Very, very hard to find.
Wow. Now, that's something that won't fit in a stocking, though, will it?
Yeah, it depends on the stocking.
I suppose so. Yeah. You know, I've never seen a green one myself either. They've either been, I guess, red typically, or sometimes I see these gray ones. But yeah, I've never seen a green one like that.
Right, the compacts, the Farfisa compacts are red and gray.
Yeah.
But it's got like a green trim on it, and it's these Fast 3s are just, they're just, it's so cute. I just can't wait to find one of those one of these days.
So when, let me ask this, when you were growing up, you know, the kids come downstairs and there's stuff under the tree. How did you, I mean, could you, was it, you get the parents up, you go down and then it's like a free for all, or did they distribute the presents and then everyone has to go through one present at a time? Or you only allowed to open one present at a time? How did your family work that?
Well, I got to give my parents credit because my mom didn't grow up in this country. She's from India. And yet when she became a citizen here back in college and in her college days, she completely loved Christmas, just loves it. And so when my brother and I were little, we would come down the stairs and literally she would have been up all night, you know, putting presents all over the place. The room, living room would be packed with skis and crazy presents and all kinds of stuff. And we would just go bonkers and just tear stuff open and there were no rules. And she loved it that way.
Well, I was in a half German household and there were many rules.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. We still had a great time. There were plenty of gifts and we got to open things. But there was one year when the rules were not followed. My dad was like, hell, just do whatever you boys want. And then my mother came down 10 minutes later and like everything was opened. So after that, oh, it was like, no, not again. Hey, so thanks again for speaking with me.
Anytime. It's such an honor to be on the show again. You guys are just the best. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. So let's take a listen to the track, our sort of Christmassy song here, Give Them What They Want, in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Merry Christmas.
Mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.